This morning, we're really privileged to have Dan Leatherwood and his children with us this morning. And so I'm going to ask Dan to come on up and bring with him Annalise, Aida, Andrew, Ashton, and Avery. So let's give them a big hand as they come. Dan, it's an honor for me. We just actually officially met yesterday on the phone, but this morning as well. And some of you know that Dan and his family have been in Spain for 12 years.
Yep.
And all of these children are fluent in Espanol. Theirs is better than yours because it's Castilian, too. And they also speak some Basque, right?
Okay, bit.
All right. But anyhow, Dan, why don't you just share with us? I know you're a church planner. Your heart is to see the Church of Christ planted in Spain, which sounds funny to us, but in the stronghold of Catholicism. I know you have many challenges. Why don't you just take a minute and tell us about what your ministry is?
Okay, thank you. It's great to be here. We're church planting in the province of Navarra, which is mostly known because of Pamplona, where they do the running of the bulls. We're actually about 20 miles south of there in a city called Tafalla, where before in the past, about 30 years ago, people began going to hand out tracts, but there had been no permanent mission point or ministry point set up. But the Lord opened up the door for us to actually establish a church there several years ago, open up a building, and it's been incredible to see how the Lord has reached into the community, and there's a core group of about 15 people now who come every week. Even as we're here, they're still getting together every week. But basically, church planting in Spain takes the form of many different things. We teach English, we hang out in the street, my kids have activities, and I'm with parents. But it's just being with the people and them seeing that faith is real and that has a real impact in our lives. When we went to Spain, Jesus challenged us with the question he asked his disciples as to who do we say that he is, and gave us that question to answer in the context of church planting in Spain.
Dan, I appreciate that, working on a board that plants churches in Western Europe. It's hard for us to understand the West. If you start a church and have services, nobody comes, no matter how great the speaker is, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And so it's a whole different world. You have to start with relationships, and it takes a long time.
Yeah.
Dan, also, we know that you and the family have been through some really difficult waters here in the last year especially. Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell us about that, and then how we can pray for you?
Okay. Well, almost 2 years ago, my wife was diagnosed with cancer, and it was something that initially we really struggled with, and it didn't fit into our way of thinking. I mean, we'd gone overseas as missionaries. That wasn't supposed to happen. And God challenged us again with that same question and said, you know, I need you to answer that question again, as to who you say that I am. And it's been amazing to see how God worked through every detail. It was a journey with cancer, many surprises. And yet before I could even verbalize a question or a doubt, before I could finish a sentence, God would answer it. And in January, my wife went to be with the Lord. And even that, I mean, God was all over the details, God continues to work. In our town, we were looking for somewhere to have the memorial service for her, and our building, maybe if it was packed full and people were standing pressed up against the door, would fit 50 people, maybe 60 if everyone was real friendly. But we were figuring maybe 150 people would come from friends and contacts we had, so we needed a bigger building. And a friend of mine who's a pastor in Pamplona said, well, have you asked if you can use the Catholic Church of your town? And which, for the most part, Sundays, there's a few older people who go, but they're empty. But the priest, he would literally, if he saw me on the street, he would turn and walk the other way. So I said, you know, I don't think they would let us. In the end, they did. They even rang the bells, which in Spain is to call people to come to Mass, to come to the service. And then before we started the memorial service, he got up in front of everyone and just said, you know, I felt strongly that they should use this building because they are part of our town. Which our town isn't where we have the church planned. It's about 6 miles from there. It's a town of 2,000 people. And even Spaniards who married into the town are seen as outsiders. And for him to claim us was just amazing. And then the church was full. There was about, it seats about 500 people. It was full. There were people up in the choir loft. There were people outside the door. And the gospel was presented over and over and over again in many different ways. And it was amazing. Afterwards, the secretary of the Independent Evangelical Churches in Spain, who had come from Barcelona, pulled me aside and said, you know, I want you to understand something, that this doesn't happen in Spain. It doesn't happen in Madrid or Barcelona, where there are lots of people, where there are lots of believers, let alone in a little town of 2,000 people, where you're the only believers. He said, I want you to understand that the Lord is doing something much bigger here. And it's been incredible to see how the Lord is working. And I just ask you to pray for us. We're headed back September 19th to the same place, same ministry, same church. And I just ask you to pray for us as we step into this new phase of life as a family, of ministry, and also just that the Lord raise up more workers, because now it's the same amount of work or more, and my wife was the organizer, I'm not, and God's going to have to do a big work in me, but also I'm just praying that the Lord would raise up more workers, whether they be from other places or from within the church itself.
Let's pray for Dan and his family. Father, our hearts are lifted to you right now, and they go out to Dan and to his family. And I thank you that you are the God of all comfort, who comforts us with the same comfort of Christ, so we in turn can comfort others who've been through the same afflictions. We thank you for how you have sustained Dan and Annalise and Aida and Andrew and Ashton and Avery. And I pray that as they are here in the States and as they return, that the very presence and the power of the Lord Jesus would surround them. Thank you that you planted yourself in as Savior. And thank you that you sent them there with hearts for people who are surrounded by religion but far away from Christ. And I pray that you will create a pathway, Father, that not only will you comfort them in their loss, but I pray that you will demonstrate your power, your presence, and all their actions. Provide for them financially as they return. And may their ministry increase. May the impact of the memorial service continue and linger in those villages, in those areas. And I pray, too, that you will help us as a church family to reach out to Dan, to his children, that, Father, we would support them as they go financially and in prayer, knowing that they have gone, leaving the comforts of home and family to serve you because their hearts are full of you and they want the world to know about Jesus. So right now I pray again that you would be their strength, their comfort, their strong tower, their fortress. Thank you for being the God, our Father, who is our provider. And I ask again that you will be their strong encouragement. We pray it in Christ's name, and all of God's family said, amen. God bless you, brother. Also, there's information on the table outside when you leave on the Leatherwoods and their ministry. And they're going with Carolyn now to children's ministry and to be sharing over there this morning as well.